today is a big day, because a great day because we will actually come up with a common vision for our movement and with a roadmap, like an action plan. I know it sounds a bit crazy to say that this morning at 9:30. In front of a white sheet, but I'm really confident we've got the right people and we will manage to really reach a level of agreement about what we are going to do together. You all came with your own expectations, your hopes. Just one message about this is that during the registration, you could give a short text about your expectation towards this meeting, and we got plenty of good ideas about, or good issues about experience sharing, about building a common vision for advocacy at the European level. And now it's your day, so it's the moment when you can really bring on the foreground what you brought here to this place. We all have different reasons why we are here, and now is the moment to kind of fertilize or to plant actually what the seeds you brought with us, and to make it fertilize and come up. So just to give you a short looking back to Milan, the meeting we had 1.5 years ago. In Milan, we had as the main thematic how to share our stories from the field in a decentralized way. And we came up with a lot of great ideas, actions to take, and we also launched new projects, exchange projects. We thought about having something a bit different today. We thought that the focus shouldn't be only on thinking concretely what we want to do together, but we wanted also to bring a more kind of common vision dimension to think together what is the direction for the movement. So the theme, the question we chose for the open forum is imagine the future of the CSA movements in Europe. What can we do to build it together? And one of the principles of the open forum is that the introduction shouldn't be too long, and that the team should be wide enough to free the creativity of the participants. So I'm going to stop here, and Philippe is going to explain the methodology, because for most of you, perhaps this way of making things happen might not be so familiar.
Yeah, hi, and good morning. Who's already participated in an open space session, just to know, like, wow, okay, that's quite a few. So all of you have more experiences with open space than I do. So I'm at least as excited about today as you are. So as you see, like, this is the wall where the topics will be that we are going to discuss today. It's wide, so we don't know what will be discussed. We just know that the overarching theme, as Jocelyn said, is imagine the future of the CSA movements in Europe. What can we do to build it together? So, and everybody here is going, the group is to contribute the topics that are going to be discussed today. What we just want to provide is space, open space, and time. For the discussions for you. We have two time slots in the morning until the lunch break, and we have different rooms. They are given different veggies names.
Okay, just one word I put down, which is advocacy, en français plaidoyer. Judith?
I will have this topic, use of social media, and my name is Thomas Snellman from Finland.
I'm Christelle, and I would like to make CSA access for everyone. So we need to rethink media, cultural approach, languages, and the gates for reaching those people?
Hi, my name is Cindy. The topic I'd like to propose is strengthening CSA members' sense of... My name is Cindy, and the topic I'm proposing is strengthening CSA members' sense of community, ownership, and responsibility in their own CSAs.
I'm Axel, and I'd like to propose some tools for facilitating networking between CSAs. So, for them maybe to visualize how everyone's connected with each other and how to better reach those different CSA networks.
Hello, my name is Wim. I want to introduce the team about screening methods. Yesterday we heard speaking about participatory screening methods. There are other methods to make a good screening on producers' types. Okay. What is screening? The question is with which producers and which type of agriculture do we want to work? If you don't make a choice using labels, on which criteria then we might make our choices?
Can you rephrase it, maybe, so that everybody gets it?
I'm Daniel. The theme which I'm interested in is setting up the CSA farm models for young and emerging farmers, which would be quite interesting because, as you all maybe know, that we need young and fresh blood in the farming industry. So if anybody's interested, feel free to apply.
Okay, my name is Alexander. I propose social inclusion, which I integration of low-income consumers.
My name is Julia. I'm from Poland. My question is reaching out to farmers who don't know the CSA model. The question, can we do it together? And I'm not explaining what I mean.
Je m'appelle Antoine de Belgique. Alors, je me demande quelle relation élaborer avec les autorités politiques au niveau national et au niveau européen. Faut-il plutôt faire du plaidoyer des manifestations et alors au niveau des subsides?
Hi, my name's Poppy. I'm proposing a session on seeds and supporting and developing a seed network within the CSA.
Hi, my name is Colin. I would propose a subject on the Day of Action, who is doing what in Europe and how we can communicate on this day, like on website or communication or to the press or something. It's 17 April. Yeah.
What is it, Colin, the 17th of April?
It's a day of World Day of Action in different country. We are watching the different fighting, peasant fighting around the world. And to remember all these fighting, there is a world date once a year. It's the 17th April to mobilize people for agriculture, little farming agriculture.
My name is Martin, and I propose the topic of bringing together food co-ops or buying groups with the concept of CSA.
Hi, I'm Joffrey, and I would like to talk about the informal education of CSA. So we are working on it, and I would be glad if we could have an experience sharing on that topic, what you are doing in your countries.
Hello, I'm Rupert, and my topic is financing urgency through membership. So how we can all become members, paid-up members of urgency.
Hello, I'm Stefan. My topic relates a little bit to advocacy and research, how to link local to international level, research for political process of CSA movements in Europe.
Judith again. I mentioned yesterday it would be nice if we could jointly write a message for me to bring to the European Via Campesina annual general meeting that I'll be leaving to attend on behalf of urgency. So it would be nice if we could work on that collectively, so I'll put that up.
Mon nom est Monique. définir l'agriculture que nous souhaitons et l'alimentation symbiose paysan-citadin.
Jocelyn, my topic is writing an European Charter of CSA. Is it needed? How to do it together?
Alors, il y a une dernière proposition de la part de, des Espagnols du Pays Basque. Alors, Iñaki et Irancho, la proposition serait comment faire pour que les paysans deviennent des partenaires et agents politiques dans le cadre des CSA. Et ensuite, comment faudrait-il travailler le point de vue holistique, c'est-à-dire la production, la transformation et la consommation?
Donc, mon nom est Marie. Donc, comme je suis agricultrice, je pense que c'est important qu'il y ait une transmission des savoirs, qu'il y ait aussi une transmission des savoir-faire des paysans vers les citoyens et les consommateurs, que ce soit pas uniquement des consommateurs dans des AMAP ou dans des CSA, mais qu'ils apprennent et que cette transmission elle puisse se perpétrer, parce que c'est quelque chose qui petit à petit est en train de se réduire et voilà.
I'm Fabian from Gartenkorb in Freiburg, and I would like to think with some of you about how to design a European seminar on CSA, so basically making a week of training for initiatives who are just starting, who are thinking about how to start, and then share some of the knowledge more experienced CSAs have. And yeah, maybe the idea is today more or less think what topics could be interesting and how could you teach them or share knowledge on these issues.
My name is Alexander. I propose a topic of dissemination of CSA models in countries which don't have them.
Hello, my name is Jan from Czech Republic. And my topic is, let's say, educating. It's maybe a too strong word of new CSA farmers, as it is an issue that we are dealing with quite strong at the moment. As being a CSA farmer, as far as I believe, is not only about farming, but only also about communication, community building, and so on. So this is my topic. Thanks.
I've got another topic, Jocelyn again. How to ensure solidarity remains the core value in our local food systems?
My name is Antoine, and et je me demandais comment améliorer la visibilité des CSA vers le grand public.
Definition of solidarity. Alexander.
Hello, I'm Agnes, and I would like to talk about the problem of losing CSA members to commercial alternatives. Alternatives in...
I'm Rupert, and I want to talk about the European CSA kernel, as we set up in from Milan, so all the coordinating committee, if you like, but we call ourselves a kernel. So those group of people who will take things, coordinate the European actions of urgency and how we can make that work.
I would like to raise the question of alliances, with whom, let's say, future CSA movement should, let's say, combine our forces. Jan, Czech Republic.
Donc Marie, moi j'aurais bien voulu qu'on parle aussi de la vision globale du projet de société qu'on a, qui n'est pas qu'un projet d'alimentation, mais qui s'inclut dans un projet beaucoup plus global, je pense, qui est partagé par tout le monde, et qu'on l'aborde aussi, cette vision générale de comment on inclut l'alimentation dans tout un projet, et que ce soit dit, écrit.
Qu'est-ce qu'on peut faire pour que le mouvement CSA soit un vrai mouvement alternatif?